let's look at the next couple of days weather and then what we're looking at forming down in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, right now we're looking at continuous, this pattern is going to continue with temperatures in the 90s for today and tomorrow, most likely in the lower 90s. But then the middle of the week, things will change, mainly due to the system now developing over the Northwest Caribbean. Right now it's a bunch of thunderstorms that are growing rapidly, and it'll be organizing into a well-defined low-pressure system through the day. And that's then going to move into the Gulf, into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico on Wednesday, and become eventually a hurricane. And conditions are favorable for it to become a fairly strong hurricane, could become maybe even a Category 3. The water temperatures are very, very warm. That's given. But also, we don't expect much in the way of wind shear. And that'll give this system a chance to grow. It most likely will begin to recurve once it moves into the Gulf, and that will probably take it into the Florida Panhandle, about Thursday. Things could change. So we're going to continue to monitor it, but it looks like the target would be the Panhandle anywhere, as far east maybe, even as the Big Bend area in Florida. That would put us on the dry side, and meaning a northerly wind and more of a dry air, and which keep most of the rainfall to the east of us. But as I mentioned, that could change. This storm is just getting organized, and the models will tend to pick up now the information once it has a good, well-defined center, and we'll have some better information on it. But the early indications are a recurve more toward the Florida Panhandle. That would be obviously east of our area.
I'm guessing we'll get more info today. I read something that they were, I don't know how many Air Force flights and how many NOAA flights, but it was several that they were sending in today, I think, to look at this.
They'll be flying in and out of that thing quite a few times over the next few days. And since they do fly out of Keesler, this is right in the backyard here. Mm-hmm. So they'll be checking it out, and we'll get a lot of information on it.
You talked earlier as well about the strength of this storm, possibly. And Dan mentioned that he washed my face when you said it. You got my attention. You think this could be as strong as what?
It's possible that the conditions of where they are, that it could reach a Category 3, which would put it into the major storm. And it will track through the Yucatan Channel between Cuba and the Yucatan Peninsula. Possibly the center of it could touch the northeastern portion of Yucatan. And that's where it'll begin to recurve. And we're hopeful here that recurve will develop and keep that storm to the east of us.
Yeah, and y'all are looking at it, I guess, y'all being meteorologists, people who do this, something that is boxing it in from east and west, right, that's guiding it to that area you're talking about. Is that high pressure, low pressure? What do y'all watch, just like in civilian terms? What do you watch to determine where you think it's going?
This weekend, we had a high pressure system across the southeastern states, and it gave us that some protection, of course, from any tropical systems during that period. But it's beginning to weaken and drift to the east, and the low-pressure area across the country is moving on in through the center of the nation, and that's going to help provide a corridor for that storm. All of these hurricanes want to recurve. They want to turn northward, and that's due to the rotation of the Earth. So if they can find a corridor, and then they will move in that direction. And right now it would indicate that it would recurve toward the Florida Panhandle.
When a better line on all this, Doc, I understand what you're talking about, Thursday landfall for this as it looks right now. When will you have a better idea of where it will hit land and the timing and all that? When will that information be available?
You know, it's going to be a thing hour by hour as we get more information. But certainly this afternoon we'll have a better fix on the center of the system, and the models will really start picking this up and give us a better idea of what's going to take place over the next few days. So, but it looks good for today and tomorrow, And then we'll start to see a rapid increase in moisture on Wednesday, so that some showers and thunderstorms may develop in the afternoon. And then Thursday would be the likely time at which this storm would make landfall, perhaps as late as Thursday night. And then, of course, it'll move through the panhandle Thursday night into Friday morning. But hopefully we'll stay on the western side of it.
And is this, would this be, even out in the water, is this going to be a fast-moving storm?
Yeah, I don't expect this to, be like Hurricane Sally a few years ago that made landfall and then moved at 2 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. This one most likely would have a little more of a normal speed, perhaps 10, 12 miles per hour, maybe more. And the faster, the better to get, yep, it on, get it on through.
Yep. All right, Doc, thanks a bunch, and we will talk again in the morning.
Okay, Dan.
All right, there's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. I'm probably going to get him to come on with me during Midday Mobile today as well, and we'll give you those updates as new information comes in. He's a tropical weather expert for decades of forecasting, and we are lucky to have him as part of our staff.